Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Advent, the 21st of December, 2011. We celebrate the first of three Masses for Michael Woodstock, who died yesterday. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today we celebrate the first of three Masses to honor the repose of soul of Mike Woodstock, who died yesterday. It's an old tradition in the church to offer these three Masses for the repose of the soul of our beloved dead. And so, Michael, we're praying for you, we love you, and we miss you. In today's reading, Mary, after just receiving Jesus in the Annunciation yesterday, right? The conception of Jesus in her womb yesterday, she's now just filled with the Holy Spirit, and she wants to go and do something. Every time we come to communion, we should have that same experience, that our reception of the body of Jesus would urge us on to help our brother or sister in need. And so we have this witness of Mary saying yes to God through the angel Gabriel, conceiving Christ in her womb, and now making haste to the hill country of Judea to talk to her cousin Elizabeth, to visit with one who has a most amazing pregnancy as she does. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. And yet today, what does Mary do? She's received Christ into her womb, and instead of saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm the mother of God, take care of me, she goes to care for another. May our humility as Christians shine as brightly as Mary's. She claims in her Magnificat that she is a little thing, a nothing, and yet God has done great things for her. We think about today, the 21st of December, the shortest day of the year up here in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're reminded that this is when Christ came into the world. He came in a time of darkness to be the light of the world. And with Michael's passing, it's dark. Many of us are sad or distraught that our spouse, our dad, our sibling, our friend has passed on. And yet I'd suggest that while it's not easy to rejoice maybe today or tomorrow or even this year, Michael's enjoying the glories of heaven, and that makes all the difference. For he worked hard, he played hard, and he loved with a passion. That kind of love, the kind of love that urged Mary to make a long journey, newly pregnant, into the hill countries of Judea to care for her cousin in her time of pregnancy, that kind of love urged Michael on to care for his family and friends with reckless abandon. Let us have that same kind of love as we look to enjoy this Christmas season. Because often it's not the boxes we unwrap, but it's the friendships we share. And while there'll be an empty table this year for Michael, that seat there at the table, he will be enjoying the feast in heaven, which we all know is far greater than this. Have any of you read any of the books about children who've been to heaven and have come back and are writing about it? One of my favorites is called Heaven is for Real. And in this, the young boy at the age of 4 is going through an appendectomy that had probably burst maybe 5 or 6 days earlier. So he's really sick. And in his sickness, he dies and goes to heaven while on the operating table. And he sees his parents in the hospital. He goes up into heaven and meets everyone. Meets his sister who died in childbirth. He meets his grandpa. He meets Jesus and Mary. And he goes into God's throne room and talks about how big God is. Talks about how many colors there are in heaven and how we just can't see them all here on earth. And the most beautiful thing is the picture that he finally recognizes of Grandpa isn't of Grandpa when he died at 85, but Grandpa in his early 30s. So I'm looking forward to, at the end of my life here on earth, enjoying that early 30s body at the peak of health. Michael, you now have that body and are enjoying the glories of heaven, young and strong and filled with life. We ask you to intercede for us. Intercede for your family in their time of grief. Watch over your children as they continue to grow and mature, and care for them in heaven now that you're there. We look forward to joining you, not too soon, but we look forward to joining you in heaven, for you have gone ahead of us just as Christ did and have prepared a place for us. And for that, we are grateful. Let us learn that the communion we receive, as we receive Jesus' body and blood in the Eucharist, just as Mary received Christ's body and blood in her womb, that it might urge us on to care for those in need. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.